Guys and girls, what is up? Welcome back to Behind the Sign, the daily show, acting advice, advice for actors, advice, everything. The show, the podcast with lots of names. My name is Jesse Daly. I am an actor and a writer and an artist here in Hollywood, California. And I wanted to start the podcast off today quickly by just, again, saying thank you so much for being here, for supporting this podcast, for rating the podcast in the Apple Store or wherever you're listening. Any reviews really help us to rank, and I just really appreciate your being here, and I hope that the information that I provide and that my guests provide is helpful to all of you. So jumping right in, it's April. What the heck? Where has this year been going? I feel like I say that all the time. Time just goes so fast. It's another reason why we have to live it up as much as possible, and live every single day to its fullest, and to our fullest potential. So the topic of today's show, guys and girls, has to do with asking for what you want. And asking for assistance and for help as well. So in this industry, I feel that a lot of my colleagues, and I was like this at one point too, don't want to bother people. And when I say people, I mean mostly casting directors, agents, that sort of thing. And they, they don't want to be a nuisance or a pest with asking questions or letting the person know that, let's say it's a casting director, asking them for work, letting them know that you're in town, you're available, and you're willing and able and desiring to be hired, or to for any kind of a job, whether it's coming for an audition or a background role or really any kind of gig. We have to work towards as actors, towards reminding ourselves on a day-to-day basis that, you're deserving of working and sharing your talents with as many people as possible. And, this honestly took me a while to feel comfortable with, because, I never wanted to ask too much of anybody or come off as being, sounding needy or, annoying or selfish or whatever that may be. But once I began to kind of shift my mindset into, understanding that, the path that, an actor has chosen is one of sharing a gift, which is the gift of storytelling, the gift of, being emotionally available to an audience, telling, sharing a message. And of course, there's lots of other things that go along with acting, but when you get down to it, you're a communicator, as an actor. And it is so important to remind yourself that there's only one of you out there. There's lots of actors, but there's only one of you. And you're totally unique. And what you have to offer this industry and this world, for that matter, no matter what you decide to do, whether it's acting and other things or something totally different besides acting, or just acting, you have a totally unique gift to share. So don't be afraid to let people know what it is that you're wanting to achieve. Because what I've found often is that if you don't ask you're literally never going to know. And maybe that sounds cliche, but for example, in like a corporate world, let's say you're working at like a 9-to-5 job. I've certainly worked jobs that were on like the, I've actually never had a exact 9-to-5, which is weird to think about that. But I've had random jobs that have been like, from 9 a.m. to like 11 p.m. doing like investigation work. I worked as a private investigator before. I've done all these random jobs. And just that's just one example. But in every situation, if you're working as an employee, it's so important to, ask for a raise, for example, if you feel that you deserve one. And chances are, if you've been working really hard and it's been a long time since you've gotten a raise, you definitely deserve a raise. Your time is so valuable. You can't even put a number or a price on it. I just completed listening to an Audible book called Financial Freedom by Grant Sabatier. I think that the website for the book is financialfreedombook.com. And it's a great book, and I would highly recommend that you check it out. This author describes the importance of asking for what it is that you want, whether it be a raise or to work remotely. Now, this is primarily this book is primarily written for people that are in like a I guess a typical job, you know what I mean? When I say that, I mean like a 9-to-5. And the book gives lots of strategies and tips on how to become financially independent. And it definitely goes, into side hustling and other different kinds of self-employment as well. But my point in bringing it up is that I took so many things that were great away from that book. I learned so much from it. But one key takeaway was it like reminded me about the importance of asking for what you want and making it known what it is that you're doing. For example, if I'm working as a background actor on a set, which is one of the jobs that I'll do fairly regularly, and it's a great opportunity to be on a set, to meet people and to make some money and to always have that chance of being upgraded. And a lot of times you'll hear from people, especially when you're just starting out, oh, don't do background work, it's not good. They'll see you, this like elusive they. They'll see you as just a background actor. Well, other people will only see you the way that you show yourself. So if that's and that's true in every area of life. It has been my goal every time that I go on a set as a background actor to make it clear to as many people that I possibly can that, I'm also a working actor that does principal work. So, you're showing people that you're there doing a background role, but that's not all you can offer. That's just one example. Let's say for a talent agent, if you're submitting your materials to an agent, don't be afraid to reach out and send in your materials and ask what they may need from you. Remember that this is your business. It's your life as an actor, and we have so much more control over our destiny in this industry than I think a lot of people remember on a day-to-day basis. It's like, be a pleasant pest. Ask those questions. If it wasn't for all of you as actors, there wouldn't be the productions that are happening. The actor is such, every role is completely equally important, from the background actor to the principal actor to the post editing guys, the pre-production, everything comes together, right? So always make sure to make it known to as many people what your goals are, what you can offer, and show people through, through your talents on YouTube, for example, where you can literally broadcast yourself as the broadcast yourself, I think is the slogan for YouTube. One of the things that I really enjoy as an example is hosting, like on camera hosting and writing. And if you go to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/JesseDaily, you'll see that I just did a job hosting a travel segment, and it's so now I can direct, casting people and agents and fellow, entertainment industry professionals to my websites to showcase my work. So always, ask and make it be known, what you desire, because no one's going to just randomly give you a raise or like, I mean, hopefully that would happen, in any job. But it's like if you're working as a background actor, for example, when I mentioned earlier that I always try to, make it clear to everyone that I can that that's not all I do. It's not because I don't enjoy being a background actor. It's actually a great little gig, and I do enjoy it. I get to meet so many nice people, get to be on set, and I learn a lot. But the reason, more than anything, that I make sure to tell people that I'm also a trained actor is that, then they'll, people on set can keep you in mind if something comes up, because that and they'll know that you can do it. Because, for example, it's like, I mean, it's like, obviously, like, this is like a random example, but obviously, like, if no one knows that you're like a doctor and you're just in like plain clothes and you're like whatever, you're on like just walking around, no one's gonna know that you have like a training as a doctor if you don't make it known that that's like what you're trained in. And also, and don't, also don't be afraid to ask for assistance. I have some fantastic friends, that are casting directors and agents, that I'll often ask for for advice, because of the relationship that, I've established with those people, which is always, I think any relationship is based on trust. If you listen to, what my friend Lori Records says in the last podcast that went up on here on the show, Lori casts lots of commercials, and she always has the best advice for actors. And it's like, so definitely listen to that show, number one, and take her class if you can. She has a great commercial class. I think her website's just Lori Records casting.com, I believe, but I might be wrong. Definitely, you can always just Google Lori Records as well. Anyway, my point in saying this is that don't be afraid to reach out to contacts that you've made in the industry, or even reach out to me. I mean, I've had some friends on, that I've made through this podcast that are now on my Instagram and have asked me questions. And please, please, please feel free to reach out if you have some questions. I don't have all the answers, definitely. But if there's something I can do to help out or to give, an idea, if you give me an idea for a show, I've been doing this acting thing for like, unbelievably, you guys, it's been like almost like 10 years now, and it's taught me so much about just like business and life, and of course, acting. But I think the experience of being an actor goes so much further than just being like, given a script and, and getting into character. It's like, it's a total entrepreneurial lifestyle, that is really pretty cool. And, in business in general, just, always make sure that to remember that you're totally unique. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to ask questions. And it's also okay to admit that you don't have all the answers. Like, I'll definitely be the first one to say it. I do not have all the answers, and I figure this out as I go along. Which is pretty much, I think, how life goes. Relationships, life, business. You do the best you can, and usually if you try your best and you're honest and there's good communication and you communicate your needs and wants, it usually works out pretty well, doesn't it? So anyway, guys and girls, on that note, I'm gonna end this show. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe to my show here. I also have a blog version of this podcast. It's behind the sign blog.com. Please subscribe to my little email newsletter there. And also, I would love it if you followed me on YouTube, which is at Jesse, sorry, youtube.com/JesseDaily, and Instagram, which is at JesseDaily47, and Twitter is JesseDaily. So anyway, have a great, great, great day. I'll talk to you soon. Remember that you're totally unique, you're awesome, and you've got what it takes. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. Lots of love, guys and girls. Peace out.